leadership leads. Leadership's got to take charge and run the ship.
And that's your board primarily. And the way it works in fundraising, I mean, of course, nonprofit boards only have three responsibilities. Number one, set policy. Number two, advocate for the organization. Number three, provide sufficient resources to deliver the mission. And with most nonprofits, a piece of that is going to be fundraising. And that's why boards are up front and center when it comes to raising money. First, by making an example of themselves, we're going to be put our own money into this to the extent that we're capable. And that sends a signal to everyone else. I mean, in a for-profit firm, if you have leadership in that for-profit firm, and then none of the board members have whole stock in that organization, and they're all cashing out, well, you don't want to buy into that. Heaven knows what's going to happen. They know something you don't know. Whoa, I'm going to put my money in that. Well, it's the same thing. You know, if they see board members fully vested in the total sense of that word, time, money, treasure, everything, they will say, oh, well, there must be something going on there. That's the way it works. So it starts there.
It's a lot easier to say, join me or join us as we give than it is to say, you should. Anytime I hear you should, I cringe a little bit. You should give. You should do this. You should try this. Why are you telling me what to do with my time, talent, or treasure? But when we come together and we take the lead and we work together, it's a lot better organization. I get this question all the time. What kind of skills should I be looking in a board member? A
couple of things. Naturally, you need a representation of the kind of professional skills that you would want to have evaluated inside your organization. For instance, you'll want someone that has a finance background, someone who has a marketing background, maybe someone has a legal background. Oftentimes, nonprofits overload their boards with program people, people that understand the substance of their business. That's not a good thing. Maybe one person, but that's not really their focus, is program in the first place. And then the other piece of it that's so key, and from a fundraising point of view, is you need to make sure that you have a member of every basic constituency that you plan to ask money from represented on that board. A good example would be, I was working with a social service organization in Northern Idaho, covers several counties, and I was meeting with the board, and they were talking about the fact that there's this one board they don't get any, that there's one county they don't get any money from. I said, well, so who's on the board that's from that county? No one. I said, well, how can you expect that? They don't have, there's no networking, there's no connection there. Ah, okay. So, and then you don't have to have all deep pockets, but you have to have some. They have to be able to, some money that's representative. Yeah, you want to make sure the board is strategic in nature. You don't want it overloaded with accountants or bankers or attorneys or, you know, Mary may be a wonderful board candidate, but we already have two accountants. We don't need another one. You see, and the other piece of it is when you enlist a board member, you got to be very clear what their responsibilities are. A lot of nonprofits are so, they kind of slide into asking no one to sit on the board, you know, and they kind of soft pedal their responsibilities. No. I mean, there's certain expectations. And if they're unable or unwilling to do it, well, that's great, but you just can't be on the board and we'll find another place for you. Board membership is a responsibility. It's not a reward.